Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to The Press. It is September 18th, 2023. We'll get you ready for this week's events. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Let's do a little audit of what we had last week on the BMW PGA Championship. Ryan Fox won biggest event, a biggest win of his career. Really cool finish, great leaderboard. Pretty much every player on the European Ryder Cup team in the top 10, it felt like. And yet still, it was the Kiwi, New Zealander, who wound up winning. Always happy to see a larger human named Ryan who plays golf quickly, doing very well in the game, way better than I'll ever do. He's a little bit younger than I am. I think he's 36. I'm 40. Huge, huge win. Really, really cool. The putt on 18 that went in was probably like a 6-footer. He laid up on 18, knowing he needed birdie, hit it to, 6-7 feet, never left the jar. Just really, really cool. Really cool scene. We did tip him at, I believe it was 50-1. Maybe it was 40-1. I don't remember anymore. But hopefully he got in on that. And then on the PGA Tour side, on the Fortinet Championship, Sahith Theegala won his first PGA Tour event, and we did talk about him as a potential play for the week. I don't know if you got in on him. If you did, congratulations. Got him either probably 18 or 20-1. Hey, that's not a bad hit for the fall. We have a couple of weeks off on the PGA Tour schedule. We do not have anything there this week or next, so they had an off week in, and then the Ryder Cup is an off week as well. So the Ryder Cup is considered an event that's on the schedule, but it's not an individual tournament in the FedEx Cup fall. This was just an off week. So there used to be 9 events in the fall. 2 moved into the regular part of the schedule for next year. So the CJ Cup is no longer a separate event. That's the Byron Nelson is effectively the CJ Cup, I think honoring Byron Nelson or something. And the Houston Open is no longer a part of the fall either. That is back in the main part of the schedule as it had been basically forever until it came back in the fall. So those 2 tournaments are out. Now you have 7 left. And the next one is the Sanderson Farms in a few weeks. So this week we have a couple of different events to talk about. We have the Solheim Cup. We have, and we'll talk about that to lead off, we have the Kazoo Open de France at Le Golf National. It's a pretty decent field, actually, all things considered. And probably on Wednesday we'll touch on this. The Live Golf event in Chicago. I find it extremely hard to say this ahead of time. I find it extremely hard to handicap Live events for a couple of reasons. 1, and I think I've been over this, 5 guys win. That's it. And 2, they take such a break between playing. And it's to their benefit, I suppose. But there's such a break that it's, you don't see them play, so you don't know what kind of form they have. They could show up and have nothing. They could show up and have everything, and you don't know. And then add in that's a 54-hole shootout set up to create a ton of birdies, and weird stuff can kind of happen. So we'll get to that on Wednesday, but let's talk Solheim Cup today and maybe a little bit of Open Day France as part of this. Maybe a little Ryder Cup betting strategy too, since we're doing team events. I'll be over there. Solheim Cup and Ryder Cup. Get to the Solheim Cup on Friday. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, part of Sunday. Then going to Munich for a couple days, Oktoberfest. Then going to Rome for the Ryder Cup. Big 10 days coming up. Won't be able to bet much. So we'll try to do shows for next week. Obviously, next week we'll really just have the Ryder Cup. So we'll just have a little bit to talk about here and there. That'll be the big thing of the week. So let's start with Solheim Cup. This is at Finca Cortesine, which is about an hour and a half away from Malaga. I know that because I've been organizing transportation from the Malaga train station down to our hotel in a town called Estepona, which is right next to Finca Cortesine. It's a resort course. It's not especially easy. Apparently, the greens are pretty big. We talked to Cheyenne Knight on the US team about this. They don't have tons of experience on this course. Europeans do a little bit, but not a crazy amount, especially because the players on the European side are predominantly, if not almost exclusively, Caroline Hedwall's maybe an outlier there, but almost exclusively LPGA Tour players. So if you look at the rosters, and we'll go over both here real quick. Celine Boutier, Carlotta Seganda, Gemma Dryberg, Lynn Grant, Georgia Hall, Caroline Hedwall is really the only regular on the Ladies European Tour. Charlie Hall, Leona Maguire, Anna Nordqvist, Emily Peterson, Madeline Sagstrom, and Maya Stark. By the way, I did not know this, but Anna Nordqvist is a playing assistant captain. Then on the U.S. side, you've got Allison Corpuz, Allie Ewing, Andrea Lee, Danielle Kang, Megan Kang, Cheyenne Knight, Nelly Korda, Jennifer Kupcho, Lexi Thompson, Lilia Vu, Angel Yin, Rose Zhang. No playing assistant captains among that lot. Five of them are rookies. So some young blood on this team. Also some young blood on the European team, for what it's worth. So this is kind of a transition year for this competition. The betting market kind of reflects that the new blood, that the Europeans have won two in a row and they're playing on home soil, and that the Americans have won, have players who have accounted for three of the five majors this year on the team. So you've got basically split down the middle, even money. Plus 100 on both sides, USA and Europe. Draw plus 1,200. Again, same format as the Ryder Cup. 28 matches, 3 days. First 2 days, two sessions of four matches, foursomes, four ball, 8 points per day, 8, 8, 16, 12 for everyone plays the final day, blind draw, 28 points. So there's the tournament winner piece of it, then there's to lift the trophy. So that means Europe, being the defending champion, has to get only to 14 points to retain the cup. So that takes draw out of the table, and that's worth 20 cents. So they're minus 120. The U.S. is still even money. I think the U.S. is the right side here. And I think that because I don't understand the captain's picks, to be honest with you. I don't understand the captain's picks at all from Suzanne Pedersen. She picked Emily Peterson, who's not playing well. She picked Madeline Sagstrom, who is a top 50 player, but has not had a very good year. She picked Caroline Hedwall. I do not understand that whatsoever. And then Gemma Dryberg got on, and she's a better player. I mean, she's had a really nice year and a half, really come out of her shell a little bit. So maybe that would make sense. But the others, I do not understand. So she's picking them because she thinks they're either great for the team or she knows them personally or something like that. I don't know exactly, but that confuses me. And when you look at the American side, I mean, it just seems like a slightly deeper team. Your big question mark is Lexi Thompson, and you can hide her. You can take Lexi Thompson out if she doesn't play well. Maybe you play her once. I don't know. Maybe you sit her. I don't know what Stacey Lewis intends to do here. But Stacey Lewis is also the captain next time around. Next year, they're doing this thing next year because they're going to get back on the even number schedule, and they're doing it my neck of the woods at Robert Trent Jones Golf Club in Centerville, Virginia, Northern Virginia. So that has to have an eye toward next year with this year's team. It's just the way it's going to kind of work itself out because it's another, it's just a year extra qualifying process. So there's not going to be a whole lot of turnover. This is probably going to be a lot of the same team. And you've got someone in Rose Zhang who's just a great competitive golfer, even though she's obviously new to being professional golf. Deals with match play. She's dealt with it more recently than probably anyone who's playing because she just got done playing amateur and collegiate golf. Angel Yin, I thought, was a really interesting player when she played in her first Solheim Cup. Was it 2017 or something like that? Just an interesting player to have. If she has the right partner, she can get them all riled up. Allison Corpuz is super steady. Allie Ewing is a good match player. She's had good runs in the LPGA's match play event. Danielle Kang's really fiery. That could be a plus or a minus. Megan Kang is really steady. Same with Cheyenne Knight. Jennifer Kupcho gets fired up pretty easily. Nelly Korda, struggling with the putter, but having a pretty decent year. Lilia Vu has won two majors this year. So you expect her to be a key part of it. I like that roster a little bit better than the European side. That all said, Celine Boutier's had a career year this year. Carlotta Seganda is a pain in the rear for the Americans in the Solheim Cup. Lynn Grant should be a world beater. Georgia Hall, I don't think she's a weak player here at all, but she does tend to do okay-ish in this format. Leona McGuire I like quite a bit, but it feels like you've got a solid core of like 6-7 players there, and then I don't know what you got. On the American side, I feel like you've got untested players, but really your standout potential liability is Lexi Thompson. She's still been a part of this for 15 or 20 years. So I think that is the appropriate side. There are lines up for the team props, team to lead first, race to whatever points. You're not going to get a whole lot of differentiation there. Team to lead first, minus 110 both sides. We don't know the matchups yet. Team to lead after day two. Again, could be a tie plus 900, but even money on both. U.S. props. Leading point score on the U.S. side. Nelly Korda is plus 450. Then you got Rose Zhang at plus 500. Lilia Vu plus 550. One thing I think you have to account here, and we'll talk about the same thing for the European side. Don't make these kinds of bets yet. You got to think about strategy-wise who these players are going to play with. So if you think someone has a connection with someone, they're just going to play most of the sessions, most of the team sessions. You're looking for someone that probably is going to get at least four matches, probably five matches, and you're looking for someone with a good connection. So who are you trying to make your teams with? I don't know the answers to this yet. I think we'll find that out in the next day or two. But of the players that could get the most points, I imagine like Cheyenne Knight is going to get three or four matches. Angel Yin, if she plays well, is going to get four or five matches. She's 22 to 1. I could be interested in that. Jennifer Kupcho is 12 to 1. She is wildly variable. I mean, a lot of things can happen here. I think Megan Kang at 7 to 1 is an interesting wager. Lilia Vu, I think, is going to be really hard to beat. She's long and straight. I mean, it's a lot of pressure for match play. Allison Corpuz isn't long, but she's very steady. Rose Zhang, I think, is going to absolutely love this format. So if you want to bet any of those, that would be where I think about initially. But again, I think you want to see who the partners are and then maybe put two and two together. Go, all right, they're going to play together every day or every session or whatever. European side, a little bit more difficult, but I think the insinuation here is that you're going to have Leona McGuire lead the board at 11-2. Celine Boutier and Charlie Hall, 6-1. I would pick Charlie Hall here. Had a great year, loves this format. Lynn Grant, 7-1, is interesting to me because I think she's going to be a killer. And then beyond the board, you've got, you know, the captain's picks. Sagstrom, Peterson, Hedwall, and Dryberg, they're all at the bottom and significantly at the bottom. I wouldn't pick any of the bottom three. I don't think I'd pick Sagstrom, frankly. Maybe I'd look at Nordqvist, but I would probably look at Hall, Grant, maybe Saganda. Maybe Saganda could be interesting. 10-1. That's an interesting number. But there are other subcategories to this. Top rookie. On the US side, you got five to pick from. Rose Zhang's plus 225. Lilia Vu's plus 250. Probably one of those two. Just kind of make it a arbitrage style bet like we do sometimes with the Champions Tour or the winning margin. Event props. Top point score. You go from, and this is both sides, you go from Nelly Korda at 8-1, Lilia Vu or Rose Zhang at 9-1. First European is Leona McGuire, 10-1, all the way down to Cheyenne Knight, Caroline Hedwall, and Gemma Dryberg at 50-1 each. Again, I think you want to see some things here, but maybe Angel Yin could be a really interesting long shot bet at 40-1. But beyond that, I think, again, you want to see kind of what you got here, but I would look toward maybe Megan Kang, Lynn Grant, Carlotta Saganda, players that have a substantial amount of kind of match play buzz to them. Carlotta Saganda just has a ton of experience, and she's super slow. She's going to ice the Americans left, right, and center. So that will frustrate them. And then correct score, good luck to you there. I'm not telling you to bet this. This is insanity. Not doing that. Four balls, correct score. Four balls day two, correct score. Foursomes, correct score. No, do not do that. Please don't do that unless you're betting like $3, $4, $5 at a time, especially because we don't know any of the matches yet. But I wanted to let you know those bets are out there. And you have day winner bets. They're basically the same odds. Day one and day two, both sides are plus 110. On day two, the odds of a tie are slightly higher, plus 550 versus plus 500. Lots of things to consider here. We want to get some teams on the board, get some actual matchup set. We will learn that on Thursday. Then some of these odds will change. Please do not bet any of this stuff otherwise. Just kind of want to get it on your radar, get you thinking about it, and just get your brain working about the event this week. We'll talk a little bit more about that probably Thursday. We will do a show on Thursday this week. Might be dead tired. It might sound like I've got a lot of jet lag, because I will, but we are going to do one. Ryder Cup, want to talk about this. If you have not bet Europe yet, bet Europe. It's plus 125. You're still getting plus money. You missed the best of it. The money might even come in more on Europe in the end, because we won't see any more players from either side compete this week. So you're not going to get like a result like you did with the BMW PGA, where you're like, oh shit, all of the best players that are on their team just finished in the top 10. So this probably moved the line just slightly, but most of the people who probably bet Europe already, bet Europe. So if you haven't done it yet, get in there with the plus money while you can. Try to, maybe you got a sportsbook boost or something, 50% boost, or one of those types of things sitting around, maybe go do that. Get yourself back up to the odds that you really wanted this for Europe. Again, lift the trophy, a little bit of a difference. U.S. needs the tie, so they're minus 150. So that's worth 30 cents taking tie off the board. Again, very small chance of a tie. All the other props, USA props, USA odds, all that stuff, we'll wait till next week to talk about that. But just wanted to get that down on your radar. Again, hitting you up on that. Please consider betting Europe. And if the money swings far enough and for some reason all the money comes in on Europe and they somehow become a minus price, then you get in there on the U.S. Try to have it both ways. You want plus money on both sides. And you can stagger your wagers however you like. I think Europe's winning this, but just put that out there. Then the other thing I want to talk about today is Open de France. So we're at Le Golf National, the 2018 host for the Ryder Cup, which frustrated the hell out of the Americans. Have a pretty decent field this week. Go over the top of the table. We'll go down about 50 to 1. Tom Kim, 10 to 1. Minwoo Lee, 12 to 1. Ryan Fox, 14 to 1. Aaron Rye, 16 to 1. Billy Horschel, 18 to 1. Alexander Bjork, 20 to 1. The 25s are Bob McIntyre, Jordan Smith, Thomas Dietrich, 30, Rasmus Højgaard. That starts to get pretty weird. Like Victor Perez is 35 to 1. He's played like junk. Torbjørn Jørn Olesen, 35 to 1, is actually interesting. Yannick Paul, 35 to 1 as well. Antoine Rosner is 40. Connor Simi, 45 to 1. Bet it. Just bet it. Bet it blind. He's been playing so well. Eventually, he's going to get through in one of these things. Almost like an Adrian Ottavi kind of thing. Eventually, he's going to do it. Guido Migliozzi is 50 to 1, and Adrian Ottavi is 55 to 1. I think you're probably going to be focused on the top this week. I don't expect a whole lot of surprises in this tournament. There's a lot of water at Le Golf National. It can be pretty tight. I don't think they'll set it up as tight as they had done for a Ryder Cup. It's going to be fairly playable, but you got to keep the ball in play. If there's wind, then that makes the golf course much more treacherous. They had a couple of years when they've had this at Le Golf National where like the wind blows and like -3 winds. But if the wind doesn't blow, these guys will be able to take advantage of it. Still, even without the trees, I still think of this as a pretty tight golf course because of all the places you can get into trouble. And that leads me to think about Minwoo Lee, who can play any kind of shot, any kind of distance. He can get around this golf course with an iron in his hand. I like that. Tom Kim's been playing great, just too short for me, 10 to 1. But I understand why you might want to bet him. Ryan Fox, I think, will be dead tired. I don't know if this entirely matches up with his game very well. And you think about who's done well here in the past. Tend to not think about long hitters, but Ryan Fox is also long enough to get around here with less than driver if he so chooses. Billy Horschel's been playing really well. He's been really playing well the last month and a half. 18 to 1 is a little too short, but it is what it is. Alexander Bjork, I think, is worth a pick pretty much every time out. Rasmus Højgaard's worth a look. Has been a winner already this year. Himmerland is not exactly a good comparison, but similar in terms of aesthetic. So maybe that's worth a look at 30 to 1. I mentioned Torbjørn Olesen playing pretty okay. 35 to 1. Probably won't pull the trigger on that one. But Connor Simon, 45 to 1. I absolutely will have him there. That just feels like that's the right spot for him leading into the Ryder Cup. And then there's some other names out there that you may want to consider. They're kind of hard to just be very excited about, but yeah, I'm not even gonna, maybe Masahiro Kawamura. A lot of people liked him last week on the down low at the PGA Championship. Maybe get back in there at 130-1. Matthew Baldwin, maybe. Matthew Southgate, maybe. Those are 75 and 115-1 respectively. But we'll come back to those a little bit. I don't think there's going to be a French winner, put it that way. I do think this field is pretty stacked at the top. So that's probably where I will stay. I'm probably not going to bet anything super big on this, but it would be nice to have another chase on Connor Syme. So that's kind of where I'll look, 50 and under this week. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We'll do a little bit more on the Open of France tomorrow. We'll talk about LIV Golf Chicago. Maybe talk some Pure Insurance Championship or Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship. That feels super degenerate this week. But, we got to fill two shows. So we'll do the European Tour a little bit more in depth tomorrow. And we'll do LIV Golf Chicago on Wednesday. That starts Friday. If you have any questions for me, shoot me an email, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. You can also check me out on Twitter, X, Threads, Instagram at Ryan Ballingy. Join Golf News Net for $99 a year. And we'll be back with another show tomorrow. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Catch you tomorrow on The Press.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.